This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We'll begin in a minute, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. First, I'd like to thank everyone who promoted this book launch or helped me in any way with my book writing career. Anyone who's in any way been responsible for helping us to get to this moment, alhamdulillah, where today we are launching what would be my seventh book, Homeschooling 101, What to Expect in Your First Year of Homeschooling. So alhamdulillah, this is going to be my seventh book that I'm launching today. And I've always wanted to be a writer, but it hasn't just been about writing books. More than that, for me, writing books is really about benefiting the ummah and helping the ummah move back towards becoming an ummah of ikra, a ummah of readers, of people who read, compared to people who just want to sit back and watch. And I noticed this with our generation, with the older generation of scholars, there are many of them who write books. But with our generation, most of us are making YouTube videos and focusing on social media. There aren't that many people in our age group who are writing books for the ummah. And this is something which I want to revive. I don't want to be the only one writing these books. I want to inspire others to write as well, that we really need literature dealing with the 21st century issues facing the Muslim world, written by young people who have knowledge of the deen and who are growing up in this, who have grown up in this 21st century. So this is one of the reasons why I write books, right? In order to help revive the spirit of reading and writing in the ummah. On a more personal level, one of the reasons that I'm writing these books is, well, honestly, to tell you the truth, I want to one day be an independent da'i, to be someone who is funding my own da'wah, not associated with anyone and just doing da'wah based on my own resources and with my own time. And in order to do that, I need a good source of income. And as writing is something that I am really good at, I want to turn writing into a source of income for me, so that over time, I want to be selling enough books that this can become my primary source of income, and I can devote most of my time to reading, researching, writing, homeschooling my kids, and doing da'wah independently. This is what I'm working towards, and really anytime any of you help me with purchasing one of my books or giving me an idea of another book to write or something like this, then alhamdulillah, this helps me to closer towards my goal of becoming an independent da'i. So this is something that I really want to move towards, and alhamdulillah, by publishing my seventh ebook, it's one step closer towards my goal. And writing books hasn't always been easy for me. Alhamdulillah, this year I've written and published about 4 books. But before that, there was just one book that I wrote and published back in 2011, and I haven't written any other books since then. So, You know, that book was Having Fun the Halal Way. This was my first book. I actually wrote it back when I was 23 years old, published when I was 25 years old. Just if you've read this book, you can post about it in the chat box. Just type in the chat box that you've read about it. This is the first book which I wrote back and in 2011 when it launched. I said I'm going to write so many more books after this. But what happened was from 2011, 2012, 13, 14, all went by without me publishing any books. And this was something which really it was because of procrastination. Procrastination brought on because of perfectionism. And many of you who are involved in any Islamic activities, you may have faced something similar, where you procrastinated from launching something or doing something or creating a product or doing some dawah work because it wasn't perfect. This is what was happening to me. Until I realized last year that it doesn't need to be perfect. It just has to be beneficial. It has to be your best effort that is going to benefit people. That's what's needed. It's never going to be perfect because we are human beings. Every human being makes mistakes. And once I realized that, the writings began to flow. Alhamdulillah, the ideas began to flow. And this year alone, I launched Getting the Barakah, Best of Creation, Themes of the Quran, 10 Self-Help Tips. And now finally, Alhamdulillah, I'm also launching today Homeschooling 101. Now, why this particular book? Why did I choose to write a book on homeschooling? I chose to write a book on homeschooling. But initially, I wasn't going to write a book on homeschooling for another 5 or 6 years. I told myself I'm going to homeschool my kids for many years. And after that is successful, then and only then I'm going to write a book about homeschooling. But what is happening was a lot of people are messaging me and asking me, how do I get started? You know, how do you start your first year of homeschooling? What do you do? You know, they're clueless about how to begin. And I realized that's something I have experience with. I've been homeschooling for 2 years now. I know how to begin. I know what's expected and what's needed to get done in the first year. So why not write a book on that topic? That's something I already have experience with. So Alhamdulillah, in September, I started writing this book on Homeschooling 101, What to Expect in Your First Year. In this new ebook of mine, I talk about why I homeschool. I mentioned 10 reasons why you should consider homeschooling. I also speak about the 9-step process for how to get started with homeschooling. And 20 of the most frequently asked questions about homeschooling, I answer them in details. So this is why I wrote the book, and Alhamdulillah, it's now available for purchase. Those of you who are in attendance, you can actually get a discount on the book by using this code on this website. And I will email it to you as well, inshallah. If you click on my website and you go to PayHip, in fact, let me show you how to do it because for some of you, it may be you may not know where to put in the code. So let me just show you how to do that very quickly. Okay, it doesn't seem to be working right now. We'll do that a bit later. Okay, that doesn't seem to be working. Not too sure why. Anyway, if you go to payhip.com and you choose to purchase the book, and then when you go to check out, they will ask you if you have a code for a discount. That's where you type in this code and you press enter, and it will drop the price down by 20%, giving you a 20% discount on the book. So yes, Alhamdulillah, I've launched my seventh book actually, Alhamdulillah, and I want to thank all of you who supported me in any way, either with ideas or with assistance or with marketing. You can continue to support me with purchasing the books and with sharing it on your pages and on your social media and telling your friends and family about it. This will really help me work towards my goals of encouraging the Ummah to become readers and writers benefiting people through these books and working towards becoming an independent da'i and full-time author. So with that, inshallah, I'm going to conclude with this live broadcast. Jazakallah khairan wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.